Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the first parak of Maseches Chagiga with parak Aleph Mishnah Ches and parak Aleph Mishnah Tes. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah at Har Sinai. Only the Ten Commandments were written down. Later, when Hashem commanded him to write down the Torah on a parchment, only part of the halachas were revealed to him that was written, and the rest remained what we refer to as part of Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral halacha, the oral law. This includes entire laws, as well as the numerous details of even those laws written in the Torah. Only in later generations, when it became clear that the Torah Sheba'al Peh was going to be forgotten, did the Chachamim of those times permit writing down Torah Sheba'al Peh. This became what we see now as the Mishnah and the Gemara. Now, besides those halachos that are written clearly in the Torah and those that are known only through the Torah Sheba'al Peh, there is another category of halachos, those that are hinted to in the Torah, but so vaguely that if not for the Torah Sheba'al Peh about them, we would know very little of what they're really all about, and we're going to give some examples of this last type of tradition that was taught at Har Sinai. It says the Mishnah, Heter Nedarim Porchin Ba'avir, the halachos regarding the release of vows, of neders that were taken by a big Talmud Chacham or by a Beis Din of three individuals, they float in the air. Ve'en l'malmashi yismichu, and they have no firm basis in the Torah Shebichtav to support them. The references in the Psukim is extremely vague, and were not for Torah Sheba'al Peh, they would not be known. The following halachos, though, have a firmer basis in the Torah Shebichtav and the written Torah. However, many of their key halachos are known to us only through the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigos, V'Hamilos. The halachos of Shabbos, the Olam HaTes Melachos, are mostly all written in the seventh parak of Maseches Shabbos, certainly not clearly written out in the Torah. The obligation to bring a carbon Chagiga, also, it's mostly in this Maseches Chagiga. And the obligation to bring Me'ilo offerings, which are brought when someone takes holy items that belong to the Beis HaMikdash and mistakenly use them for secular purposes. Continuing in the Mishnah, Harihein Kaharim Hatluyim Basa'ara, they are like mountains suspended by a hair, Shein Mikra Muat V'Halachos Murubos, for they have very few sources and references in the Pesukim supporting them, but there are many, many laws regarding all of these things. And again, these are mitzvahs that have numerous halachos detailed in Torah Sheba'al Peh, but they're very vague in terms of how they're written and described in the Torah itself. Now, the Mishnah is going to conclude with various aspects of general ideas. The general laws are written clearly in the Torah, but these facets happen to not be written in the Torah. However, they have clear references in the Psukim and the halachos mentioned earlier in the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah hadinin, monetary laws. As an example, the Mishnah refers to the case of two men fighting who, in the course of their struggle, ended up striking a woman and killing her. In the view of one Tana, the murderer is obligated to pay the descendants her value as a maidservant. However, he's not liable for the death penalty since he did not intend to actually kill her. Continuing in the Mishnah, the ha'avodos, the halachos of various karbanos, and so on and so forth. This refers to carrying the blood of a slaughtered karbanos, so the mizbeach to be sprinkled, although the step is potentially dispensable in a case where one shechted a karban next to the mizbeach, where he did actually carry the blood to the mizbeach, his carrying is considered to be a fundamental part of the actual avodah. Hataharos v'atumos, the halachos of purity and the impurity, v'arayos, the halachos of forbidden relationships, each l'mamash yismichu, they certainly have support and references in the psukim, hein hin gufei Torah, both these mitzvos that we have vague scriptural psukim sources for, and the mitzvahs that are like literally suspended in the air with nothing, and those mitzvahs that have clearer sources in the Torah, they're fundamentals of the Torah. All of these halachos are fundamentally part of the Torah, even though they are not necessarily written explicitly in the Torah. Continuing now, as you begin the second parak of Maseches Chagiga with Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph. Now, the last parak of Maseches Chagiga concluded by saying that there are some forbidden relationships that were inferred by the Chachamim from the Torah. The Mishnah is now going to limit how the laws of these forbidden relationships may be taught. It says, the Mishnah ain't dorshin ba'arayos b'shlosha, you can't teach about these forbidden marital relationships to three or more students at one time, because in a group of that size, some students might not pay attention to what's being taught, and then out of ignorance, they may actually become lenient, they actually might become makil. As the bartender points out, when there are three or more students and the teacher discusses something that with one of them, the other two might talk with each other and not pay attention to what's being taught. Since human desire plays a strong role in the matter of forbidden relationships, the students who did not listen might then rule inappropriately. They'll be lenient in cases that they missed. Therefore, to ensure that those laws are clearly known, the Chacham forbade teaching them to a group of three or more students. The Mishnah continues with other similar types of halachos. Lo b'matzah bereishis b'shnayim. We may not teach about the ma'aseh bereishis, how creation happens with two or more people at that time. This subject contains much wisdom that should be kept hidden, such as the various Kabbalistic secrets describe how Hashem created the world. And also we're concerned that they may be passed only from individual to individual and not be taught in a more public way. V'lo b'merkava b'yachid eleim kin ha'yachacham mevin medaito. We may not teach the Maise Merkava, which is a whole discussion here in Maseches Chagiga, the vision of the heaven, which is experienced by the prophet Yechezkel and the Navi Yeshaya. It is called the Maise Merkava because it describes angelic beings bearing the throne of Hashem, like horses drawing a chariot, as the Rambam points out in Moreh Nevuchim. Continuing, as the Mishnah warns that some subjects should not be studied at all, says the Mishnah, called Mistachal Ba'arba, Devarim Ro'i Lo Ki'ilu Lo Bala Olam, anyone who examines the following four areas and subjects would be better off had not be born. Mala Mala, Mala Mata, Mala Funim, Umala Achor, what is above the heavens, what is below the world, what existed before the world was created, and what will exist after the world of the end of the world. Since the human mind is incapable of fully understanding these concepts, investigating them may lead to a person becoming a heretic, may becoming a min, and apikores, which we certainly don't want to happen. And the finishing off the mission, V'chol Shelo Chas Al Kavod Kono Roi Lo Shelo Bala Olam, and anyone who is not concerned about the honor of Hashem, it would be better as off as if he had not been born. This is referring specifically to a person who sins in a place where no person will see him, but ignores the fact that Hashem sees everything. We should always remember that Hashem, Shavisi Hashem, the Nagdi Sum, that Hashem sees everything that we do, and the entire lives that we lead. Have a great day.